spirit, wanting to come home. So today, my talk is on honoring all people. Honoring all people, to me, asks us to step into our greatness. To me, it asks more of us to truly embrace who we are and to honor our magnificence. I don't know about you, but I don't always do that. And honoring doesn't mean to start with anyone or anything else. Truly honoring begins with me, begins with you. Because you see, if we can't or don't honor ourselves as individual expressions of this life, we've forgotten a very important part. See, we will find it very difficult to honor others. We will only see differences. So everybody stop and breathe for a minute. Because honoring all people is not about everyone else. It's about learning to come from our own magnificent self. Because that's where our anchor is. First, to honor the self, the unique expression of us individually. And when we do that, when we really drop into our divine self, then it's easy to honor each other, to respect other people, to recognize that people have differing ideas. And ours is to stay loving and kind. We can feel completely opposite from others. Sometimes we feel left out until we've connected and we recognize the same spirit that is within me and within others is that part of each and every one of us. We live in a foundation of sameness. We have to connect and first begin with honoring the spirit within ourselves. Every being on this planet, at the very core of each one of us, is the same essence, the same truth. I don't know about you, but I have yet to meet an alien. There might be one or two out there, but I have not met one yet. How about you? The basic core of each one of us is the same. And when we really get that, when we really understand that, then why would we want to shame or blame anyone else? Or look for what's wrong? Start with what's right. We each have the same desire to experience the joy of life. We each desire to be loved, to be loving. Anybody here not want to be loving? Raise your hand. Good. Of course we do. We each want to have enough food. We want to have shelter. We want to have loving kindness, not only for each other, but received back to us. We want human decency. We want to know that we're safe and that no matter how sometimes we show up, that we're still appreciated. Yes? Yes. Everybody wants this. And yet we each go about expressing our own life and how we live vastly different from each other. And we want other people to be just like us. Anybody? I often say, if you had more than one Maggie, I'm sorry, it would be difficult, and she and I would probably argue. Because we would bug each other. You see, you are unique and special and individual, and that's what's important. It's important for us to take time to connect to our true nature, our divine inheritance, our greatness in God. The source of all is our foundation, is our sameness. And this is the place, the sameness that we do and can connect. Starts first with our foundation. Ernest Holmes, our founder, said, "The life within you is God. Whatever is true of God is true of your life. The life of God is not two, but one. One God, one power, uniquely expressing in and through and as each one of us." Take it in. Let it become you. The source that is you is the same source that is in the person sitting next to you. Oh, you're sitting next to God in expression. Be nice. Everyone you meet is created out of the same power, the same love that you were created from. So when you admire somebody and what you admire about them, you want to say, oh, so too am I. So too am I. What you don't admire about somebody, you want to say, ooh, where might I be like that? And give yourself compassion as you will the other. See, the grandness of God is within each and every one of us, and accepting our divine nature and honoring who and what we are assists us in honoring others. Because you see, if you don't first feel the honor within you, how can you see it and feel it and know it in someone else? We have to take a moment and know that the power within you and within me is sacred and it is holy. It is our divine birthright. And this part of us has never been harmed or never hurt, and it is completely and wholly perfect. Breathe that in. That sacred and holy place within you is perfect, holy. Complete. Honoring other people reminds me to center first within the God of my being. And so Thich Nhat Hanh has given us a great gift to help us. It's kind of a formula that gives us that ability to do that. So let's, Lisa, would you show us that slide, please? May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. And may I be truly happy. So let's say that together. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be truly happy. Take a breath. Know that for you. Now let's say it again, but let's change the I to you. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be truly happy. Take a breath. You see, we want to anchor that. Anchor that within our being. Oh, yeah. Now somebody might come to mind. Some of the prayer requests that we had here today. And we can then say, may so-and-so be filled with love and kindness. So let's say that and just leave a space for whatever name you want to bring into your mind. May be filled with love and kindness. May be well. May be peaceful and at ease. May be truly happy. Breathe into that. Every time I put one of these talks together, I ask, What is it that you wish to know? What is it that I wish for each one of you to take with you today? I truly believe that honoring other people must start with ourselves. So then I ask, my desire today for you is to know and feel your magnificence. I wish for you to know God greater within you, that you leave here today filled up, saying, whoa, I'm special, I'm valuable. I have the powers within me. I wish for you today and every day hereafter for you to honor yourself greater so that honoring others becomes really easy for you. And so, you know, every once in a while, one of my great books jumps off at me, and you can tell this is a great book. It's well marked and well loved. And Spirit had me grab it today, and this last week actually, and it's Ernest Holmes, and it's Your Spiritual Power, a collection of his writings. So I'm going to do something a little bit different today than what I've done before, and I'm going to take you into an experiential, okay? Are you good with that? So I'm going to invite you right now to set aside any worries, to set aside that anything that's come up in your life or come up to, for you today, or might be gnawing at you right now. Are you willing?
Yes.
Are you open?
Yes.
Good. So I invite you to be open and to receive, and if it's comfortable for you, just gently close your eyes. Sit back. Open. Receive, get comfortable, and just listen and be available to the words that Ernest Holmes has written for us. And it's called The Friend That Is Within You. You have a friend within you who is closer than your shadow. This friend anticipates your every desire, knows your every need, and governs your every act. This friend is the God within your own soul, the animating presence projecting your personality, which is unique, individualized. It is an aspect of the living spirit within you. This friend within you is infinite, since it is a personification of God. It is not limited by previous experiences, which you may have had, or by present conditions or passing situations. It has no inherited tendencies of evil or lack or limitation. It has never been caught in the mesh of circumstances. It is at all times radiant, free, happy to be expressing in you, as you. It delights in being the life at the center of your being. To your very intellect, this invisible friend may seem to be someone else, not your real self, but such is not the case. Others have believed it to be the reincarnation or the rebirth of your previous self, while still others have sincerely believed it to be some incarnate soul. Absolutely not. The friend within you is unique, is absolutely your perfect, divine self. Breathe it in. Let it be you. Allow it. Give it life. It needs your permission. The friend within you is different from all other persons, yet it is united with all. There is some part of you which reaches into the nature of others, this irresistible, drawing them to you and drawing you to them, binding all together in one complete unity. Right now, you are one with all persons, all places, all events. The friend within you lives within a state of poise. It is above fear. It is beyond hurt. It is significant unto itself. The friend within you is continuously looking after your well-being. It always wishes you to be happy, to be well, to be radiant, being the very fountain of your life. This friend is a luminous presence, evermore emerging from pure spirit, evermore expanding your consciousness. It is the high counselor, the eternal guide, living within you. It is your intellect, the essence of its understanding, the nicety of its calculation, the appreciation of its temperament. There can be no greater unity than exists between you and this inner friend. It spreads a table before you in the wilderness of human thought. Its cup of joy runneth over. It laughs at disaster, triumphs over human failure, and mocks the grave. When this present experience shall be rolled up like a scroll, it will pass on to the new and greater experience. But today, it is here now, calling your name. Trust it. Then today, and you may trust it for all the tomorrows yet to come. Give it welcome. Give it a place in your heart. And it will be an endless expansion of today. Your personality is an outpicturing of the impressions which you have reached from this inner friend, this deep personality, this radiant and divine presence whose love is light, whose consciousness is peace, and whose presence is power. You are an incarnation of this person, this presence, this power. You are this power. It is the life that lives and breathes within you. Possibly, it will be difficult for you to believe that there is such a friend. It is there at the very center of your being, directing your thought and causing you to triumph over every defeat. For it is an unconquerable hero an unconquerable hero living within you. It's who keeps silent watch within you, lifts your consciousness to the realization that you are forever and always protected, forever safe, forever perfect. Take a breath. Know this is who you are. Take it in deeper than you have ever taken it. When you really can honor all that you are, the foundation of your whole being, oh, it becomes so easy to honor others, to call the greatest for them to come forth, to be available, to show up. First, let it show up in me. Take a breath. And so we just take this moment and we anchor everything that has been set here in motion, for it is the friend within that desires our greater good. It is holy. It is the holy presence within. It is beyond the past. It is new in this moment. Claim it and accept it. For we each are that unique divine presence of the Mother, Father, God. This is what we know. This is the truth that we allow to be in us, to be the truth of each and every one of us and those we meet today and every day. So knowing that there is only one power and one presence in us, as us, and for us, we claim our rightful place this day in this greater truth. Where there's a need for healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to remind us that God is on the job. Everything is working for our highest and greatest good. Even if we don't know it right now, it will be revealed. We trust in this foundation. We recognize it. We acknowledge it. And so we just release this word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always returns to us, multiplied and magnified. This is what we claim today, and so much more. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is, so it shall be. Amen.